reminiscent of raids back in 2014 where police swarmed into the Grant houses in Harlem in the early morning hours, terrorizing residents. There was what authorities say was the largest gang takedown in New York City history early Wednesday morning. It took place in the Bronx around the Eastchester Gardens housing projects where more than 2,000 people live. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara.
We have charged 120 defendants in two rival Bronx street gangs with racketeering, narcotics, and firearms offenses. In addition, the charges include allegations of multiple murders, attempted murders, shootings, stabbings, and beatings committed in furtherance of federal racketeering conspiracies.
Bharara said some two-fly gang members stored guns and sold drugs at a playground in the center of the housing project, while the other gang, Big Money Bosses, primarily operated a few blocks away on White Plains Road, terrorizing single-family homes and stores. Bharara said both gangs use social media to promote, protect, and grow their organizations, boasting about their exploits in YouTube videos. And now officials are investigating whether the city's 400,000 public housing residents are being protected in safe conditions, as required by federal law.
If you live in public housing, you also have the right to live in a clean and safe environment. There are over 400,000 NYCHA residents who, according to housing and urban development regulations, are entitled to housing that is, I quote, and this is from the regulations, decent, safe, sanitary, and in good repair. And it's clear that many are not getting that. And that's why separately, in thinking about our overall public safety mission of the office, our civil division is looking separately at whether NYCHA is actually providing housing that satisfies these HUD mandated conditions. Housing that is, quote, decent, safe, sanitary, and in good repair, close quote. Because at the end of the day, all of these worries are interwoven. I know the police commissioner agrees with that. Whether NYCHA buildings have proper lighting, working elevators, trash-free hallways, and lead and mold-free apartments. In other words, whether the housing is in decent, safe, sanitary, and in good repair, that affects whether gangs and drugs can take hold of areas and of neighborhoods. It affects whether the rule of law reigns or the chaos of a gang takes root.
The raids came 8 days after Bharara announced charges against 36 members of two rival drug trafficking gangs operating out of three housing authority complexes in East Harlem. In other news, in Baltimore, a 13-year-old boy was shot by police. This was in southeast Baltimore. He was carrying a toy gun, a replica of a semi-automatic pistol. It happened around 4 p.m. on Wednesday. The police said when two officers approached the boy, he tried to flee on foot. An officer then discharged his weapon, striking the boy. The boy's mom told police he left home with what she described as a BB gun in his hand. He's expected to survive his injuries. This comes days after a settlement in the death of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old boy who was killed by police officer Timothy Lohman in Cleveland. Rice was carrying a toy gun when he was shot and killed. In campaign news, the Bernie Sanders campaign is planning to lay off 300 of its campaign staffers across the country. It will focus much of its remaining effort on winning California. Sanders' campaign says they now have completed 80% of the primaries and caucuses, and they continue to have a path to victory. On Tuesday evening, Sanders won Rhode Island. It was the only state with an open primary where independents were able to vote. His opponent, Hillary Clinton, won Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, which had closed primaries. At a rally in West Virginia on Tuesday evening, Sanders pointed to voter suppression in our New York primary.
We were in New York State last week. 3 million people in New York State could not vote because they were independents. Well, you know what? Those folks and independents all over this country will be voting in November for the next president of the United States. And in most cases, we win the independent vote by a 2-to-1 margin.
Sanders says each voter should have the right to vote for the person they want to see as president of the United States in November. And what about Donald Trump, who won a 5-state sweep Tuesday night? Sanders said he can defeat Trump by 15 to 20 points ahead of Secretary Clinton. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.